Yeah, we're talking some serious power. And remember now, by definition, part of what they're getting across to us is that God, based on the fact that he has created all, has the authority to assign dominion to whomever he wills. Now, that said, let's remind ourselves and each other of a very, very important assignment of dominion that the Lord Jesus talked about. Remember when he was teaching, he had his followers, he was here on this earth. He had been going about healing, driving out demons. He had dominion over everything that comes against humanity. And when he talked with his disciples, he told them in Luke chapter 10, listen, it's time for you all to go out. And I want you to make sure that you do what I've been doing. And he gave them authority to heal and to drive out demons. Now listen to this. In Luke chapter 10, verses 18 and 19. Well, let's go ahead and start at verse 17. I told you that he had sent them out to minister, preach the gospel, minister to the people various ways. In verse 17, the 72 whom he sent out returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. See, they knew that it was based on their relationship, their connection with the Lord Jesus, that those demons had been submitting to them. Verse 18, he replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Now, Satan, a very, very powerful creature, once a holy angel who decided to be filled with pride, decided he was going to try to take over the number one spot and become God, he was dealt with. And he found out that God had angels who had such tremendous power that even Satan, the chief of the evil spirits, could be thrown down with speed, with such lightning speed, that he wouldn't know what had happened to him until he finally landed. I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. Power, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're talking about. Power. Yes, those evil spirits, also known as demons, also known as gods, do have very real power. Think about what was going on during Jesus' ministry. Some of those people, like the little boy who was thrown into the water, thrown into the fire, foaming at the mouth because of a demon that was in him, throwing him into the water, throwing him into the fire, causing him to foam at the mouth. That demon had power. But Jesus' power was superior to the power of that demon, and he drove it out of that little boy. Think about the man who would walk around naked in the graveyard. They tried to chain him up, and they couldn't. He'd burst the chains asunder. No one was strong enough to subdue him. He and the demons saw Jesus with his disciples coming, ran to him, fell on their knees, and the demons asking, don't torment us before the time. Now, these are demons that were so strong, they had this man cutting himself, and they could use his body to subdue the men who were trying to subdue him. No one strong enough to deal with, because it wasn't the man's strength they couldn't deal with. It was the strength of the demons that they could not deal with, that they could not handle. Jesus, with his word and the power of his word and the conviction of his confidence that what he said would happen, made all those demons leave. As it turned out, As you know, it wasn't one man, one demon that was in that man. Thousands of demons were in that man. And with his amazing power, with his words, he drove them out. And of course, they went into the pigs and the pigs drowned. Power. Demons do have power. I'm telling you, don't you believe folks when they tell you the devil doesn't have any more power because of what Jesus did to him. When Jesus finished doing what he did not take the devil's power away from him. Think about it. In Revelation, we read about how Satan's going to make a pact with a man who will be called the Antichrist, the Antichrist. And with the power that the devil and demons are going to give to the Antichrist, to the beast who serves him, they're going to work miraculous. They're going to work miraculous signs and wonders. Yes, the evil ones do still have power, but Jesus' power is supreme. And he's given us authority and power to subdue, to absolutely subdue the enemies. And of course, it's because we act in the full power and authority of Christ as his representatives. We don't have any power on our own. But notice this. I want to get to this, even if I touch on it later. Jesus said, don't rejoice in the fact that the demons are subject to you. Rejoice that your names are written in heaven. And that leads us to the Lord's power to forgive sin. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what it all centers on, being forgiven. That's where we'll take up the next time we take up this particular topic. For more, I'm speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., in just a few.